Good morning, welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning Brachos Tes Vov today. This is a very fascinating daf, and in total, it has a sum total of 11 psukim. We're going to be focusing on two very fascinating psukim, which are found in Mishlei Perek Lamed. This is to be found on Tes Vov Amud Beis, and here's how the psukim read. Very enigmatic. This is how it reads. La'aluka, shtei vonos. To the leech, she has two daughters. Hav hav. Each of them say, give, give. Shaloishena, there are three, loy tispana, who are not going to be satiated. Arba, loy amruhon, and four never say enough. Who are these? The next pasuk. Sha'ol, that means Sha'ol, which is the netherworld. Ve'etzer v'racham, the barren womb. Eretz loy sova mayim, the earth that cannot get enough water. Ve'esh loy amruhon, and the fire which never says enough. That's the two psukim. What are they doing in the Gemara? The Gemara is quoting them tangentially for a comparison between the idea of the Rechem, of the womb, and Sheol, and the netherworld. The Gemara on Tesla and Beis makes a comparison in a number of ways. Ma Rechem machnis amoitzi, af Sheol machnis amoitzi. The Gemara tells us that in the same way the womb can take in and give forth, so too Sheol, the grave, can take in and give forth as well, which means the resurrection of the dead. And the Gemara uses this as a teshuvah, as a response to those who decline to admit there's a resurrection of the dead, there's tchias amesim, and therefore this is one of the proofs which is rallied to Mederach Remez from the psukim. But what in the world's going on over here? What does psukim mean? Two, three, four, a leech, the womb, the grave. What in the world is going on over here? So really, there's a most remarkable Malbim who explains this so clearly. The Malbim says something astonishing. He says, aluka, yes, it means a leech. A leech is a type of worm which lives in swamps, and it sucks blood. It used to be used for medicinal purposes when they believed that bloodletting was helpful. It was an aluka. Says the Malbim, it actually may be the name of a philosopher. Some Greek philosopher we don't know about, But he says this is the name of the person who professed this theory. He had a corrupt theory about the world. He believed the world was always, the world never was created. It just always was. And he believed that there was this primordial material, what's called Hiyuli. The Ramban references this in his beginning of the Pirush on the Torah. There's this Greek idea of called Hiyuli. And this material, so to speak, gave rise to everything else. And it is called, it could be that the philosopher is called aluka, or this material was called aluka because it absorbs everything like a leech. It absorbs blood, everything outside of it, and this material, so to speak, is almost antimatter, absorbs everything that was around it. What does the philosopher say? What's the argument? He says, you know what, everything in the world comes from two sources in a certain sense. If you think in the we'll call it an anthropocentric world, where humans are at the center, there is what he calls Hefsed and Havaya, which means falling apart and bringing about and entering the world. The Sheol, the grave, represents Hefsed. That means to say when material falls apart and dies. And then there's Havaya, which is coming into being, which is Hamoilida, that is the Rechem, that's the womb. Meaning to say everything in life can be measured on a spectrum between womb and grave. That's really everything it is. And in between is hav-hav. Everything in between just wants to absorb towards itself, like the primordial material. What are these three and four, he says? Well, if you listen to the description, it says, Eretz lo sova mayim, earth that is not happy enough with the water it absorbs. What does that mean exactly? So the Malbim points out that there are three materials being talked about here. There is earth, there is water, and in between, invisible one, is the ruach. These are what are called the Gimel Yesodos, or three of the four Yesodos, which are Afar, Mayim, and Ruach. And the Malbim describes how the three interact with one another. In a certain sense, there's an interaction where the earth absorbs the water turns into the wind, it can evaporate, and how there's a cycle within all natural materials. If you think about it from a shifted perspective, sometimes people say, well, you know, these ideas of the Dalad Yasoda, so the four basic elements, is really sounds childish. That was, you know, medieval science. Well, think about it from this perspective for just a second. Afar is solid material. Mayim is liquid. And Ruach is gaseous. Those are the three phases that all matter is to be found in. And so therefore, what is this philosopher saying? He's saying that everything in the earth is comprised of these three materials. And what's the fourth one he adds? Energy. Energy is in a certain sense the transition between phase solid to phase liquid to phase gas. There is always energy released or absorbed in the transfer of different phases. That's what's being described over here. What does this philosopher say? He believes everything was. Everything from womb to grave can be comprised of these four materials, and these four materials always were. Therefore, says Mishle, as it continues, the next pasuk, the pasuk not quoted in the Gemara, Ayin tilag lo'av, the eye that disgraces or mocks the father, v'tavuz likas eim, and it disdains the homage due to its mother, yikra'uhu ha'oruvei nachal v'yochlua b'nei nesher, the ravens of the brook will gouge it out, the young eagles will devour it. Meaning, this philosophy looks only at a mother nature and forgets that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu, there's a father above mother nature. They ignore the fact of where they came from and ultimately miss the train, says the Malbim. This is the philosophy that the earth always was, which is why the Rambam spent so much time in Moreh Nevuchim disproving this theory. Which is why today we're blessed that even science has agreed that the earth has had a beginning. That is a remarkable, astonishing. It took a long time for science to catch up with the Torah. But nonetheless, this is an insight which the Malbim has in this very oblique reference, which is to be found in Mishlei. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.